How do we unite our planet when it seems like things are drifting further and further apart?
Well, they certainly do seem that way. And so this is a really tough task, but I think it's one of the top tasks facing the next president and leaders around the world. And the good news is that for all of the things that seem to separate us, there's a huge amount that unites us, because people around the world are, at the end of the day, pretty similar and all want the same things. So whether it's things like inequality or fighting climate change or working to reduce the threat of nuclear weapons or securing global common goods, public goods that we all share in, like the seaways, the health of the oceans, an unrestricted internet, global trade. These are all things that everybody around the world benefits from, and therefore areas, I think, of great cooperation. And you know, we already see some areas where countries with a lot of differences are starting to come together on specific questions, like the way the United States and China have been able to strike several deals now on climate change despite all their geopolitical differences. There was a big conference in Rwanda in the middle of October where countries from around the world came together and all agreed on an important new treaty to limit the use of certain kind of refrigerant in air conditioners that was destroying the environment. These are highly, highly specific, but they show how, especially when you focus on one single non-political issue that ties us all together and that affects all of our mutual survival, everybody around the world, despite their great differences, can recognize that it's in their good to cooperate. And I think a lot of progress can be accomplished.